What's up, everybody? I'm sorry to say that our boy Danny Mullen, he's on one of his little adventures, as he likes to call them, also known as him and his friend Adam Fu are going deep into the woods. And, you know, I don't really like to question what he's doing with his friend alone in the woods for days on days, no cell phone, no contact with the outside world. I don't know what he's doing, but I'm going to try to give you guys the best possible episode. It was a last minute thing we had to do. Austin is going to his sister's wedding. So congratulations to Austin's sister.
Yep.
Congrats. Getting married. She's off the market.
Going to Hawaii. So if you're in Hawaii, I guess hit me up.
Hit up Austin if you're in Hawaii, man. You know, maybe you guys could go out and do some spear fishing. I don't know what you do in Hawaii. But we do have the new channel cameraman here to my right, Kelvin. I don't know if I should use your full
name.
Let's
bleep that, please.
All right, let's bleep that. I can't use your full name, but
I'm humbled to be here, honestly, Leo.
Appreciate you, man. Yeah, before anything, you were a fan, weren't you?
I was.
You're still a fan.
Yeah, obviously.
It's great, man. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you. Yeah. Am I your favorite YouTuber?
You're definitely one of my favorite YouTubers,
yeah. Yeah, dude. That's fucking right, dude. I met a fan the other day, I was with a chick, and this guy waited until the girl went to the bathroom and then asked me for a pic. What were you thinking, buddy? Like, if there's one thing I want you guys to know is if you see me in public, no matter where I am, maximize the amount of women around me and then go big.
Go big.
You don't wait till the girl's gone. You don't wait till the girl is gone.
It is the best move to come up. When you're with the chick, though.
Yeah.
Because I've had a fan do that to me once, and it's definitely
life-changing.
Pretty good, dude.
Yeah, it makes you feel really good about yourself, and, you know, the girl will just for sure blow you in the next hour. You have, like, a great hour window where you can just, like, you can grab them by the pussy, as, you know, Donald Trump might say. You know what I mean?
Social proof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kelvin, you've been out with, you know, our pet rat, which I'm debating whether to call today because I know he's... He told me today he's officially evicted. And, you know, I want the casual fan, you know, to click on the old video. So maybe we'll call Rat Dick. But we also need to call someone for advice right now.
Yes.
It's someone that is the channel clairvoyant.
Or sage. You could call her our sage.
Absolutely.
Could call her that, yeah.
She's very important to the channel. And, you know, the channel is in a strange little place right now. A lot of crazy stuff happening. A lot of beef within... You know, the crew, and it's time to call Sandrine and get her advice.
Do you think she could predict the future to see how long Rat Dick's going to live?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we're going to ask her. It's going to be great.
She could try, yeah.
Sandrine will have the answers, and that's why we're calling her. All right, well, channel clairvoyant. I just called you the channel clairvoyant. Would you agree that is a good moniker for you?
Absolutely, and since Danny's not for this podcast, so his wife's taking over Sandrine Mullen for the podcast.
Oh, Sandrine Mullen.
Yes.
I've never heard it like that, but wow, you're not going to hyphenate your last name. You're going to give your last name away, and it's going to be Mullen.
Well, actually, if I did get married to him, I might keep it, but, you know, for that moment... few minutes ago, I was thinking about it. I was like,
yeah,
gonna start off with that.
Now, she's got to change her Instagram.
Ask me, okay, if Danny has been talking about you recently, so I want to give you the most, you know, up-to-date and honest intel on that.
And it's probably gonna be a lie knowing you guys.
It's not a line, it's what happened. Kelvin was there, we were in the car, yeah. And Kelvin, the new cameraman who's sitting to my right, he was the one that asked her.
He asked him,
he goes, hey, what if Sandrine was the last girl in the world, though? Would you marry her? And Danny, like, immediately, without thinking, he goes, yeah, of course. I mean, if she's the last girl in the world, I mean, might as well, yeah, right?
Yeah, that's kind of an insult, as I said.
Why do you think that's an insult?
Last girl in the world, really, Leo?
But still, I mean, it means that at least he has I think there's a chance. I think there's, like, a one... You know, there's some kind of chance in there.
One in 8 billion.
There's a very high chance that we could be together because there's a lot of lovely things occurred off camera. So.
Okay, so do you think you really believe that you're going to end up with Danny Mullen?
Probably.
And what if you don't, though? What if it doesn't happen? I mean, you guys are bi-coastal.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all right. I mean, I'm still since he's still not talking to me, I am talking to some people online that I don't know them or anything, but I talk to them and try to get to know them a bit and keeping my options open.
Who are you talking to online? I don't like this. Why are you cheating on Danny Mullen?
Danny's not even talking to me hardly.
Does he respond to your text messages?
No, he doesn't. He'll reshare a story. He'll read my text, but he's just, you know, Scorpios are very secretive. And I
think you got to play a little harder to get. You know what I mean? I don't know if it was the right move to post him on your story and say he looked unbelievably handsome. Sandrine's World, by the way. Follow Sandrine on Instagram. She is a good follow. Sandrine's World. She can give you advice. Like, okay, for example, we wanted you to know. I know that you're, you know, in many ways, you are, you know, you're connected to the afterlife. You can kind of see. Some people would say you can see the future. Would you say that?
I mean, to an extent, sometimes, absolutely.
We wanted to ask you, how long does Rat Dick Ralph have to live?
Oh my God, I don't know that.
What are your?
I don't want to.
What do you think about Rat Dick Ralph?
We're not talking it. We're not going to waste time.
Talking about.
All I can say is that I hope he stops taking drugs. That's all I can say.
Is there a world where you would give him a chance? He said that you are one of the hottest.
No. Want me to hang up, Leo?
What if he cleaned up?
Don't hang up. He really did say that he's super attracted to you. And like,
Leo, I'm going to hang up.
Don't hang up on me. Am I a starseed? Yes or no?
Yes, you are.
Yes. I don't know what that means, but I'm glad that I am a starseed.
You're a beautiful, beautiful Lyrian starseed to what I can deduce.
That's right, dude. I'm a Lyrian starseed.
We got to get Lyrians her updated perspective like lion, on the war in Israel now.
People. Yeah, that'd be
we got her details on Ukraine. There's a new war.
Yeah, there's a new war, actually. We did want to ask you about. Austin brought up a good point.
I wouldn't know. I don't follow any of that anymore.
Really. You don't know? What about Israel, Palestine? What is your take?
I think that the elites create a problem to get both sides fighting, to create a problem.
Okay.
And they are pulling the strings on both
ends. Is Kamala Harris a lizard person?
Probably.
I can't hear you, Sandrine. Get out of the tunnel.
Sorry, I'm on a bridge.
What are you doing on a bridge? Haven't you heard the news, dude? They're collapsing all over the nation. You better be careful. Yeah, dude. Didn't you hear the news? Like a huge, just like shipping container boat hit. It hit like you know this huge bridge. I should know the name
Baltimore.
Of it.
Baltimore or something.
It's in Baltimore or Maryland?
I think.
Yeah, the Baltimore Bridge.
Yeah.
And it's down now. It's like going to be like, I think they got $50 million in aid to try to help them out, but it's going to be crazy. How do you feel about that? You think it was an inside job?
Possibly, yeah. Possibly.
Well, anyway, how are you doing in Florida? Like, what's going on? What other YouTuber would you like to connect with?
I think you and Danny should move to Miami or Tampa.
Look, we would like to live in Florida maybe one day, but the thing is, like, we're LA boys. You know, we like having coffee. We like, you know, seeing some BBLs. We like seeing some.
Well, if Danny saw me recently and like, he wanted to commit to me, I would move to LA if he really wanted.
Well,
to
how you
there.
Okay? Well, my thing is like, how are you competing with the sluts though? Because he's got a lot of sluts in his life right now, like a lot of sluts. Like a too many
Did
sluts.
Did he stop recently, though?
To be completely honest, no. He had this, like, he had five girls over the other day, and they all had big boobs, and then he just took turns, like, he got in the middle of a circle, right? So it was like a circle of girls. And they all, and he motorboated all of them, and he made a video for OnlyFans. And he just, it's motorboating Danny, and he just goes around motorboating, like...
on the spot, Leo.
No, I didn't. He did a motorboat and Danny video. You can see it. It's going to be on a girl's... I can tell you the girl. Yeah, you can look it up.
He fucked some porn stars?
He didn't fuck any. He didn't bang any of them. He, like, at least not on camera, but he did motorboat five girls in a row in a circle.
What does motorboat mean? I'm kind of old-fashioned.
It's kind of when you go on some girl's titties.
So ejaculate on their tits?
No, not a... You know when you, like, you're blowing, like, kind of... It's like... You put your face in between two boobs, and then you move pretend it back and forth, boat. And you pretend you're like a motorboat. It was in Wedding Crashers. Did you see it?
Yes, I did when I was probably 13 or 14.
Remember when he says, Vince Vaughn's like, you motorboating son of a bitch. What'd you do? You motorboat him? You motorboating son of a bitch.
That's maybe very vaguely. It's been a while.
That's what it is. So as the channel clairvoyant, though, what do you think? What direction should we take the channel in? What do you think?
Sorry, Leo, one more time.
As the channel clairvoyant, what do you think is the best tactical kind of, you know, way to take the channel?
Danny moves to Tampa or Miami.
And he vlogs with you.
And he could even, what?
Okay, would you say that him vlogging with you every day in Tampa would be a good way to go with the channel?
Correct me if I'm wrong. Did you say if we vlogged every day, it'd be good for the channel?
Yeah, you and you, Sandrine.
Actually, and you know what, Neil? I wrote like 7 amazing videos for us to use in Florida, and they are outstanding.
All right, give me the best one. Pitch it right now. Pitch me the best video.
Instantly,
right now.
Can't tell you it's solid idea.
Come on,
and I don't want to be
really, because the last time you pitched ideas, Sandra, if I'm being honest, in Vegas, all it was your entrance with some 1980s banger of a song.
I can tell him in person, maybe, but like not here.
I'm scared someone's gonna steal it, dude.
You think like someone might steal the idea if you say it out loud?
What was that?
Are you afraid someone might steal the idea if you say it out loud?
Oh. Him to use it and profit off of it, and then I have nothing to do with it. And if he's still gonna continue to not talk to me and be scared of my love, and
he is scared of your love.
I know he is scared. He's not used to being loved like that.
Has he told you that?
Even
you
told
like
me, huh?
Has he ever told you that like it's not gonna work out though?
He's what?
Has he told you it's not gonna work out before?
He told me the opposite 2 days before he said that.
Oh really? What did he say?
He said that the feelings were mutual, and then he said some other things
that I won't talk about. Sandrine, I think it's time for you to move on. I'm going to be honest with you. As a friend, I've seen the debauchery that he's been up to, and I don't know if there's turning back. I'm not sure that you're going to be able to look at him in the eye after you find out what he did. I mean, do you want to know his past?
I believe that he can cleanse himself and he can heal, and I can give him a hell of a good time, but he's not going to probably have sex with me for a while. Like, I want commitment before he can even have me in my fully naked state.
Are you still a virgin?
That's irrelevant.
Oh, my God, Sandrine. You lost your virginity?
No.
To who?
No, I didn't.
Was it a big YouTuber?
Huh?
Was it Danny Duncan? He's in Florida.
No, I don't like Danny that way.
Do you not like Danny Duncan that way?
No.
Why? If Danny Duncan slid into your DMs, you're telling me you wouldn't go hang out with him in his compound?
No, it's not about, it's about energy, and I'm so compatible with Danny. Like, I should just make this all about Danny now, I think, because he doesn't listen to this podcast.
He's going to listen to it, what do you want to say to him? Why don't you pretend that I'm him?
I texted him this morning, and I'm sure he liked the text.
Sandrine, how about this? How about me and you have spiritual phone sex right now? But I'll be Danny. I'll be Danny, and you be Sandrine, and then you can kind of share how you feel about Danny in the spiritual.
I'm not a simp, and I'm not a back hooker doorknob. I can't even talk.
It's just roleplay.
Okay, well, you have. I'm going to give you 30 seconds to give Danny a message right now. I'm going to give you 30 seconds to give Danny a message right now. I want you to tell him how you feel.
I don't need to. I just texted him like a couple hours ago, like 6-7 hours ago.
He's not going to look at it. We all know he's not going to look at that message.
No, I got his personal number. He'll see it.
Okay, he might see it, but he's not going to respond. So you might as well, if you force him, force his hand and put it out in public. What do you want? What is it about Danny that you love so much?
The energy. Like, I'm so compatible. Like, I was daydreaming about us this morning, just walking down a hall of a hotel, like in the lobby area in a long hall, and just like holding his arm and putting my head against his arm, just being so happy to be in his presence, just to be, because I feel very love him. And he's just so. It's like, yes, he's the one.
Damn.
I was resting my head against his arm as we were walking. And
this is very romantic, but you're not giving me any of the juicy details.
One second.
Where's she going?
Yeah, where are you going right now? Are you going to another YouTuber's house?
I'm not disclosing my location.
Are you going to Danny Duncan's house right now?
You are so funny.
He is a fiend if I've ever seen one. So he's going to give you, he'll rock your world. It'll be a good first time.
No, thank you. Danny is the most gorgeous man on the planet right now.
You think Danny is the most, do you think Danny's more attractive than me?
So that's a tricky question because thank you. You guys are both very different.
Yes, we are.
I actually don't want to talk about you in as far as complimenting your looks because you do have a girlfriend, Leo. And
do you believe that I'm attractive?
Of course, I told you that, but yeah.
One of the most attractive men in the world.
Yeah, I'd say you're in the top 20.
I do believe that I'm in the top 20 most handsome men in the world. I
want to hear my top five?
Sure, let's hear your top five.
Like high fidelity top five.
What's up, guys? Wanted to take a break from the pod for a second to tell you about Ladder. Now, everybody knows that like getting life insurance is like a really good idea to protect like the people that you love and, you know, make sure that if the unthinkable happens, they're well taken care of. Okay, it's something altruistic that we should all do. Now, Ladder is 100% digital. No doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions and your health in an application about your health. That's it. It's so easy, guys. They make it really easy. I love the 100% digital. I don't want to deal with a doctor. That's my kind of gig. You know what I'm saying? Also, Ladder customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, which is really legit. That's like a great, great, great sign. And also, guys, no hidden fees. You can cancel anytime, get a full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. All right. Now, also, they made Forbes Best Life Insurance 2021 list, which is really important too. So listen, guys, go to ladderlife.com/LDS today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladderlife.com/LDS, ladderlife.com/LDS. Go check it out, guys.
Top five records, top five songs. Okay, so my top five, and maybe not in particular order.
Sure.
So Danny, number one.
Okay.
But let's put Danny, number one. Number two, Don Johnson.
Okay.
Number three, Kevin Costner.
Okay. Hell yeah, dude. Sit down. We got a random ass fan coming in. It's going to be dope.
Really?
Yeah, we got a random fan going to sit in the couch. This is how we do it. You know, we try to get him.
Tell her to keep going.
Anyway, keep going with your top five.
Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe.
The 90s. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Rob Lowe.
Pierce Brosnan from the 90s. Ewan McGregor was pretty cute, too, in the 2000s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was pretty hot. I think that might have, I think that's, oh, I like Alan Rickman and Jeremy Irons.
Okay. Not bad, Sandrine. Well, listen, we got a fan here, so we're gonna try to pod it up and talk to the fan. We'll call, that drug addict later because you didn't tell me, you didn't give me the clairvoyant answer, but it's okay. Listen, look, I wish you well. I think you should move on Danny, though, but. You will see him again, I'm sure. He's coming to Florida at some point, you'll see him.
It's
not over. You're going to have another chance.
Oh, we're going to, I'm not concerned at all, actually. I kind of just let go of everything, but I love the guy, but
I'm just going
to let him do his journey. I'll do mine. Sure we'll be brought together again.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, Sandrine, you have a great day, okay? Thank you for calling in the pod. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Right. Have fun.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
What's up, my man?
What's up, Leo? Hi, Dan.
What's up, bro? I think I recognize you, and this is going to be an unbelievable random guest to come to the pod because he is part of a very, very crazy day that Danny experienced at the Ha Ha Comedy Club.
Oh.
You were the one that got the picture of Danny's penis peeing, correct?
I was there, too.
I had it in my phone.
Yeah.
In the ready to send everything. Right on Instagram. Yup.
He looks
dude,
different.
You were.
No way, dude. I had no idea. Honestly, when I invited him on the podcast, all of the emojis you use are black. So I thought I found a black guy.
He basically is black. What are you, Latino?
I mean, are you like what's the word?
We were trying to you were a diversity hire, mm-hmm. but now you're still a diversity hire. You're Latino, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, well, it was just a mystery. I identify as black, though. Your Instagram doesn't have any pictures.
He identifies as black, though.
And then the way you were talking, I was like, I feel like this guy is black. But we just thought it'd be funny to bring on a guy that it was a complete mystery.
Yeah, and then at this point, now we know that it's the guy who took a picture, a video of Danny's cock limp and was going to go on Instagram, but then it was, of course, stopped. And then we...
you recognize him?
It was all,
I recognize him, yeah. Do you remember him or not?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Now, yeah.
Make sure you're close to the mic when you
talk.
Yeah, like that, yeah.
It was all an act, though. I was just a paid actor, remember? It was just... You probably don't remember the script, but yeah.
That was good.
You,
Why did you do that?
Why did you do that?
You were drunk,
you were
right?
Fucked up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I was super drunk.
I would say, like, 2 bottles of soju. Mm-hmm. Seeing, you know, just being, like, in shock.
Sure.
And, like, I don't know. I was just like, oh, my God. I was taking a piss. And I was like, wait, I heard its voice right next to her. I was like, wait, is that Daniel James Brian Mullen?
That's right, dude.
And I was like, holy shit.
You're like, what else should I do besides take a picture of his cock
at that point.
Post on the internet?
Yeah.
That was your first
hindsight
time. I was going to say, that was your first time meeting Danny, right?
Yeah, that's my first time going to any of you guys' show and shit. Yeah, so that was pretty cool.
That's why.
You ended up being cool with him and shit, and you guys took a picture and all that. But like, there was, we needed to get like a guy from, an expert on... It was your phone, like an Android, to come out from the crowd and look through your picture. And then we ended up seeing a lot of your cock out there. And
Might have been my cock or not. I'm not going to disclose anything, sure. But there was definitely some cock in there.
What are you up to, man? What do you do in the world?
Yeah.
Shit, I honestly, I don't really do much. I just play a bunch of video games, smoke weed, watch Danny Mullen on Mondays now.
Hell yeah.
Let's go, hell yeah.
You stream your gaming or no?
I do sometimes.
How do you make money?
You have a channel?
Leo, we all know how you make money.
Yeah,
sugar mamas?
I got a sugar mama for sure. She's actually, she's been a real asshole recently and she says she's broke. So I think she just, I'm not giving up the D and I think she's a little upset. But my sugar mama has been dwindled down, changed her credit card. So I can't use the Postmates anymore. I don't know how to cook for myself. I've been using the air fryer. I'm just kidding.
You got to send Kelvin in as some young dick, dude.
Dude, I need to send you in, I think. I think she's going for, she wants that teen dick, dude.
You don't even need her. You got the HelloFresh sponsorship. Remember?
Come on, yeah, the HelloFresh, yeah. Honestly, I couldn't believe how cheap HelloFresh was. To be completely honest, I wasn't even, when I would, with our 50% off, that was insane deal. We don't have them anymore. I don't think they're sponsoring anymore, but like, dude, HelloFresh was killing it for the boys, dude. If you got some HelloFresh packages, you know,
especially if you live in LA, you know, the grocery stores are hella pricey. So,
so how often would you, do you think about, the cock pic that you took at Danny's? Like, did you take a good look at it or you don't even remember?
Honestly, I remember seeing it and, you know what? Yeah, it was actually really, 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 really.
He was peeing, dude. You know what I mean? You can't.
I'm
sorry to talk shit about our boy's penis right now, but I still. Okay, so wait. How do you make money in the world besides you don't have a sugar mama? I don't think so. Unless there's somebody really into your look, which is possible.
It's very possible.
It's all about becoming a fantasy. So you could be like,
yeah,
you are sort of, you could be like some kind of fantasy for some broad out there.
He's a type.
You are a type.
No,
she likes fucking like, I don't know, Latino leprechauns. You look like an emo land gnome that would be like you could put like in front, like, you know what I mean? Like right in front of someone's house. That same little look.
Oh, only for like Halloween though, right?
How tall are you for real?
When I stretch on a good day, like 5'7".
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Almost average.
Probably like Swolby's height, I think.
Yeah.
Swolby's a little shorter, maybe. Right?
He doesn't want us talking about that anymore. Shit, he's a man of regular size. You know what I mean? He's no Danny DeVito. Danny DeVito is where you can talk shit about someone's height because he's borderline. He's borderline a little person.
Let's just say short giga, but my dick tall.
Oh,
yep.
How's short so for real? King. Okay, let's say. Do you pay rent, or do you live with your parents?
I do live with my parents, yes.
Hell yeah, dude. You got both of them together?
No, not at the same household, but they're alive, though.
All right, cool. That's dope. You live with your mom or dad?
The mother.
Of course, dude. Your dad needs to beat your ass like a couple more times. How old are you, dude?
How old are I look, Leo?
You look young, man. I would say like 25.
Yeah, I think so.
Too. I'll go with 25 then.
You're older?
I'd be older.
All right, so do you help around the house at least,
dude? 30,
where do you live in town? I'm curious.
General, be vague.
Yeah. Without doxing too much, literally like down the street. Like 30 minutes down the street.
Okay, cool. So that could be
walking,
like,
or driving?
Like driving.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so it could be anywhere.
Yeah.
It could be anywhere. In LA, 30 minutes from this. This is the most centralized location of all time. It's like,
you can get everywhere in 30 minutes.
Yeah, you could be at the beach. You could be really deep in downtown. You could be in the valley, dude. Who knows where you are? That's okay. Yeah, Long Beach.
Yeah.
That's cool. But so why don't you have a job?
Honestly, I had one job my entire life. I was working at a dog hotel, you know, just like,
oh wow.
Yeah, it was cool, you know. I really didn't have to deal with humans. It's pretty much just like chill and shit. Play with the dog's ball sometimes and shit when you get bored. And
they
shit.
Love
God
you.
Damn it.
Like, a little rat dick Ralph.
No rat dick Ralph shit, dude. No.
They'd love to hire you at like a Journeys Kids or like a Spencer's in the mall.
What? He's saying because you look like a child, you'd be perfect. It almost like you would sell more merch because you'd be wearing it and they'd be like, oh, dude, I need that shirt.
I could just be like a little mannequin outside. Too. I don't have to say anything. Just,
yeah,
like,
you're a little mannequin. I feel like you could do a lot of stuff. Like, you could be like a plumber's apprentice. Like, when they need to climb under the house and shit, like, you're the guy. I'd be like, I got it.
Just like little dude.
We'll just put you in the attic, dog. You know what I mean? You could just throw you up there, climb in like a raccoon.
You'd be great as like a diversity hire, like elf for around Christmas time.
Oh my
time.
God, dude.
Honestly.
They're not going to put you up in front because they don't want to scare the white moms and shit, but they'll put you like in the back, putting the packages into Santa's like fucking sled and shit, you know? putting all the packages.
Yeah.
No, but that's dope, man. Well, thanks for, you know, watching the channel and shit. What's your favorite video of all time?
Okay, so you might think I'm like cocksucking here, but for real, like, a video that I watch a lot, bro, was definitely the one where you get drunk and you go back to Universal Studios.
Oh, that's a classic, okay, though. Great. Thanks, bro. That's a funny ass video, man.
Yeah, it's always funny. And a good podcast that I like to just go to sleep to sometimes is the one where you guys had Asian Andy on.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. A lot of people like that podcast too. Yeah, we were trying to get him on forever, but he's been avoiding us for some reason.
Well, no, he said he would be down. He's just out of town.
Yeah, we'll get Asian Andy back on. He's hilarious. He's a really good pod guest. That's hilarious. Well, listen, you need to get a job, dude. Yeah. You need to help your mom out.
Were you making good money at the dog place?
It was decent. But I mean, like, I'm pretty much free, you know, if you guys need like a
rat dick Ralph.
Maybe not a rat dick Ralph, because, you know, that's kind of crazy.
You could be like more of a mouse cock Miguel, though.
Mouse cock Miguel sounds kind of fire, Loki. Right.
Honestly, if we just started, like, if you just came in and we said you were mouse cock Miguel, most people probably would have just thought you actually were.
Yeah. I think we might say that you're the new mouse cock Miguel. So what kind of drugs are you on?
I drank like 3 shots of soju, and I was about to smoke a blunt before I came here.
Nice.
I'm chilling. I don't really do nothing like that.
All right, cool.
I jack off a lot, though. That's my
jerk off a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I was
about 2-3 times a day, like how you said last time.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes people do. I think that's a okay amount. You know what I mean? I think it does end up like, I don't know. I don't know that helps you too much with the ladies. I mean, how you doing with the ladies?
I've had over 200 sex, 150 blowjobs.
Over 200 sex? Why did we say it like that? That was a very strange way to say it. But I love it. I kind of love it. I have over 200 sex, 150 blowjobs. That's not bad, kid.
Yeah, 50 sex.
So you just get in there. Latinas and shit? What kind of girls are you taking down mostly?
I
feel like you're Eskimo Brothers with Saltine, for sure.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, that girl that banged Saltine would bang him, too.
No, not really.
Where do you pick up chicks?
Online, bro. You know, old-fashioned way. Instagram DMs, bro.
Instagram DMs. Yeah, what are your Instagram way. Is the creepiest thing I've ever seen. You don't have any pictures up. How the hell could you?
It's kind of hard, but you just send memes, bro. Honestly, these days.
Memes? Okay. So you're funny as fuck with the memes and the DMs.
I try.
That's hilarious, honestly. If you're a good meme sender, can you get pussy?
Do they ever ask you, like, what do you look like, though? What do you say?
You just send pics. What do you mean?
Oh, okay.
You send pics.
Do they believe it's you? Because sometimes, you know.
I mean, you send like, you can like FaceTime them.
I feel like you got an STD at some point.
Most definitely. I've gotten a couple. But, you know, you
Which
take
ones?
That pill.
So chlamydia and gonorrhea then, if you take a pill. That's good. So you've you've left almost unscathed. No herpes?
No. I mean, if I have any, I don't think they've popped out yet. So I'm going to say I don't have any.
Nah, hell yeah. No flare-up, no herps.
Be careful, dude.
What are your standards looking like? Like, you just fucking anything that moves?
Yeah, which you should.
I used to just fuck anything that moves until I got over 200 sex, but
No. 200's a lot, bro. I don't know if I believe that. Then you might be older than 25. It's Are you like 30, dog? Because you're Latino, bro. You can't tell. You could be 40, dog. You could have like two kids and shit. You don't even know about, dog.
No, I'm not 30, but I'm definitely like
upper 20s.
Yeah, upper 20s. But I'll say what was the question?
No, how, like, what are you banging? Like, three, like, what's your lowest number that you go for?
Looks-wise.
I recently just started, like, going for, only, like, Asian chicks. So I haven't fucked Asian chick, bro, so I've been trying to fuck, but,
No cigar.
They're, like,
no
playing cigar. On, like, expert mode in Guitar Hero.
Literally, bro.
But he's saying, like, scale to 1 to 10, what kind of girls do you aim for? Like, 5s and up, or 6 and up, or...
Oh, man, I mean, like, dude... Dude, come on. Everybody needs some loving sometimes, bro. You can't, you know, like, think about you being a 10, or think about when you were that 1, bro, and
yeah,
that 10 gave you a chance.
Yeah.
And then you tell all your homies, oh, yeah, bro, that, bam, dude, that pussy was so bomb.
So he's doing some charity work.
Well, at 25, though, I mean, you're younger than me, but, like, at 25, I mean, even, like, I was banging, like, I would go for some 4s sometimes.
You have to.
Got
to
be real.
Yeah. And it's fun. You know what I mean? And like, it's still a good time.
It's easy. They're almost the sluttiest too. So they're
slutty. You can. It's like you can't like practice a weird new move with like a rando chick when you're nervous when you're 25. Like older. When you get older, you don't give a fuck. So you're like, you know, even that hot 20-year-old, you're gonna like, you know, you're gonna eat her ass within 30 minutes of meeting her or something. You know what I mean?
I recently just got my ass ate too. I don't know if I like it though.
Who ate your ass, bro? Can I see the girl's picture? I need to see this girl.
We won't show.
I will definitely show.
Just show me.
No, but it's funny because, I think you might know her, Leo.
Damn. I know her. Let me show me this. Show me this shit. What's up, guys? Wanted to take a break from the pod to tell you what one of the better deals in town: Raycon earbuds. Now, guys, they offer amazing quality audio at half the price of the other premium audio brands. Now, how premium are they? Dude, guys, I've been using them for 2 months now, and I haven't charged them once, and they are still going. It's just a test. Now I'm just like, I want to see how far I can take it. They're compatible to Siri, which I also like when I'm on a run. Hey, Siri, next song. You know, all that kind of stuff. You can also do noise isolation mode, awareness mode. They have the tap functions on the earbuds that really make it easy to use. Guys, if you're looking for earbuds and you want a high quality pair at a really, really good, affordable price, and you want like the battery of a goddamn, I don't know, dude, the Energizer Bunny, get Raycon. Go to buyraycon.com/LDS today to get 20% off your Raycon order. It's already pretty cheap. Plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/LDS. Buyraycon.com/LDS.
I will show you, but I can't show you on camera though.
No, all right, no. We're not going to show anybody.
Just show pull it up. Your phone real quick.
Yeah, pull it up on your phone, dude.
And you
how would you? You got your ass eaten by a girl. I know this is crazy.
I hope it's Indica Moon.
If it's Indica Moon, that'd be the best thing ever, bro.
Amazing.
But I feel like if I show you, you're just gonna
Mike.
I'm not gonna say anything. I won't say anything. I don't like doxing chicks. That's how girls get pissed. You know what I mean? Like. We're not about getting a Me Too going unless it's Ratic, and then we can Me Too him.
You found it?
Yeah. No, I'm definitely scared of like.
You found it?
I'm not gonna say anything. No.
Did you find it?
I'm not gonna say anything.
All right.
Watch. Oh, okay, he's looking for
it. Just show it to me, and I just want to like wrap my head around a girl eating her ass.
Also, he keeps saying, is he saying sex or sets?
Sex. 200 sex.
Well, this chick doesn't even have photos either, but I can probably like try to FaceTime her or something.
No, don't FaceTime her. Just let me see her Instagram. Let's see if I know.
She doesn't have no photos on her thing, but
he might.
I might just know who she is from. Like, have I met her at a show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So she came to a show.
Just 0420.
What is it?
0420.
Oh, of course, dude.
Do you know her?
Do you know her? Dude, I don't know this chick at all. I don't think I know this chick.
No, you have to be.
But
the
she
mic,
came to a
mic.
Show with you. Wait, did she come to the show that night with you? Oh, she wasn't bad, Doug. Oh, sorry about that. But nobody'll know. Nobody'll know.
We can cut that part.
Dude, that girl ate your ass.
Asha was crazy, bro. And like, cause this chick that I was dating for like 5 years.
Bro, you guys have no excuse, dude. If any of you all are getting no pussy, well, first of all, being in Los Angeles does help. Like, even you could be, I'm not sure how he'd be doing in Ohio or Oklahoma or Alabama somewhere.
I've been doing pretty good.
You've been there?
Maybe because you're, I don't know, maybe if you've got this confidence, man. I mean, you're getting your shit out there. You got a lot of reps. You hit up a lot of girls on Instagram.
It's a numbers game.
It is a numbers game.
It's a full-time job for him.
Yeah, honestly, because I don't got shit to do. I'm just smoking weed, fucking horny as fuck, just like boom, 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 sending memes all day.
Oh my God.
Gotta sound like Rat Dick It Away, dude. That's kind of what he does. He jerks off, but he just does it on camera. You know what I mean?
Do you want to get a job soon, or what are you trying to do, or what?
A job would be cool, but at the same time...
You could work for me and Danny. We could shoot you out of cannons and shit. You could be like what we would do with a little person if it was like 20 years ago, but instead you could be like the guy that we stunts. Do it with. Yeah, just all stunts.
No, honestly, yeah, sure. I'll just be like the little stunt double thing.
Hell yeah,
body
dude. Thing,
body double? Me,
yeah.
Dude, we could do some jackass stuff with him.
I'll be like the little rag doll, just...
You're man, down? That's tight.
That wouldn't be bad, but we need to, like, your poor mom, dude. Can you call her up right now so we can talk to her? Can I talk to her on the pod?
No way, that's great.
I'm going to tell her that she needs to, like, slap you, dude. She's working all day, probably, right? Is she working?
Yeah, she's twerking.
She works? She's a stripper?
No, I'm just playing, bro. Just
playing. Yeah.
I see it. Is your mom a stripper?
No, she's not a stripper. She might be, I don't know. Yeah, she's a stripper.
She could be a stripper.
Yeah.
What does she do, actually?
She's a stripper.
You're a liar.
No,
deja vu.
She works at Deja Vu.
There's no way.
Yeah. She had me when she was 10, bro.
That means she's
Jesus Christ.
Like...
You can't get pregnant at 10, dude.
Yeah,
unless you're Latina. Latina could get pregnant at 10, man. That's fucked up.
Are you second generation Hispanic, or does your mom, was she born here? Or?
She was born in Africa and then had me here.
Interesting.
Yeah. So you're like, are you like...
What country in Africa?
Yeah.
Zimbabwe.
Okay. And your dad?
My dad?
Yeah. Where is he from?
The Congo.
Really?
You're a liar.
There's no way.
Yeah. Why are you lying like this?
No, dude? I'm not, but I got adopted, though.
Are you sure? Yeah.
So you're adopted by a black family.
Yeah.
So they don't speak Spanish?
No.
So you don't
I don't Spanish. Even speak Spanish.
You don't speak Spanish?
No, not at all.
Man.
Every time you say the word butt, though, it sounds like pero.
Pero, yeah. Did you notice that?
But?
Yeah. Yeah.
The way you talk, sometimes you say what Austin said.
It seems like it could be. It
could be lying, Leo.
Yeah, he could be. I think he's lying, obviously, but it's all good, dude. If you don't want to get
away.
I
bet the dick pic of Danny is still on his phone.
We looked through it really well. I doubt it.
Air One Poppy, shout out Air One Poppy.
Air One Poppy, yeah, shout out. He looked through the phone and made sure it was, clean for show.
Yeah, that was interesting. I was really, really intoxicated. But then again, you guys also came up to me with the script. You guys like, hey, man, our show's kind of like didn't sell out too good last night. Yeah. We need a big blowout.
A big blowout. Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it was Danny. It was an hysterical on stage. That's for sure. I could see people thinking it was scripted though. Like, is this real? Like,
yeah.
A lot of people were asking me like, is this real? I'd be like, no, it is. Some guy just took a picture of his dick and was going to put it on his story, which would have been bad for you because your Instagram would have been gone immediately. But I guess you could just make another one.
Honestly, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. But then I saw how much you kept talking about it, like on other podcasts or like.
It's a little alarming that like you're in a urinal at a comedy club and some guy just takes a picture of your dick.
But that's like.
And refuses to delete it.
And he's drunk.
Yeah, yeah. That was like the least of like the craziest thing that he's probably encountered that day.
Yeah.
Or that
I would say he's encountered some crazy stuff for sure. You're right. But it's still a little crazy that happened, dude. I can't believe you stumbled upon the pod somehow on a day where we needed some action because we had a shoot a last minute pod and you know what I mean? Like, thank you for coming on, dog. You know what I mean?
Dude, I was telling Austin it's a weird ass divine intervention because like it's my birthday tomorrow, so it's like it's always been a dream to be
happy
on
early
like,
birthday.
Hey man, well that means a lot, bro. Happy birthday, dog. What are you can you tell me your actual age now?
Is it 30?
No, I'm 28.
You're going to be 28?
Well, I'm about to be 28. Yeah.
All right. So
about to be 28. Time. Oh, okay. So you're taking your time, figuring things out. Oh, dude, what do you mean? Stop. You are a class A. Right now, you are mooching, bro, off your mom. We need
save
to
save up money, dude. Save it up.
I mean, like, that's pretty much what I'm doing, you know?
Trying to, like, you know.
Well, I'm doing good. You know, I don't really got paid for, like, too many bills, so I'm just trying to, like, save that shit up.
All right. Yeah, what is your net worth right now?
About $420.69.
That is what is that 420.69, bro?
It's for sure over 200 sex.
That's okay. That is your net worth. I mean, if you had sex with 200 chicks, I mean, I'd give it up for you. And getting your ass ate by that girl that you brought, not bad, dude. Is she probably watching this, huh?
Yeah, she's probably gonna watch this.
Well, you know, he outed you for what you did, and I commend it. I think that's awesome. I can't believe that you did it, and I'm shocked. But there's a guy that I know who needs you to do that for him. And if you did it for this guy, why not do it for our boy Fez?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You know what I mean? We got to get Fez going in the right direction, even see if he can get an erection. You know what I mean?
Do you think she'll do it for him?
Man, you know what?
Be honest.
I think he definitely can pull up some riz.
Really? On this chick?
Oh, wow.
Dude,
oh,
yeah. This could be the one, dude. I mean, this is the kind of girl we need. I mean, I tried when the girl that came over and like fucked Saltine and then was down to blow everyone in this house, I told her that Fez is a famous like Pokemon like guy or whatever, and it didn't work, dude. It didn't work. So I mean, we could try again with this chick, dude.
I mean, why wouldn't that work? I mean, like, doesn't every girl want a like famous Pokemon guy?
Yeah, but he didn't have the Instagram followers to back up that claim, and he also just, you know, he can barely speak. That's really his problem, especially when he gets drunk. But
we just need to get him into shape and like, you know,
yeah,
that'll help.
And, yeah. You know, now I did promise the fans I was gonna call this mother effer.
Yeah.
You know, rat dick. So we might as well. I mean, you're down, right? I mean, are you a rat dick fan?
I'm just a fan of the channel, you know?
You're a good man, dude. Thank you. Some people like guys that put Tabasco bottles up their ass, you know what I mean? And then, you know, or drink. Or he put a bottle of... He recently put a bottle
of hot sauce and then did the ass dragon.
Yeah, that was crazy, dude. That was insane. Okay, well, he might not answer. I'm going to text him right now, too.
Try Instagram.
I'm sorry.
I actually had a crazy ass dream the other day. It was weird, I think, because I just saw the podcast, but it was apparently... Rat Pussy Pam had overdosed.
Oh, man.
And Rat Dick Ralph was going crazy.
Reversed? Wow.
Yeah, it was a weird dream. I was like,
I mean, that's a good theory, dude. We often think that there's no way that RPP can just survive with RDR without doing some kind of heavy drug. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way.
Dude, RDR, though, he's like kind of... He's appearing in the unconscious mind of sleeping individuals.
It's not good.
He's made it, bro.
It's insane.
He's appearing in people's dreams.
I mean, I know for a fact he probably gets recognized, and then fans think that it's an act, and then they quickly smell his feet, and they go, oh, that's real. Like, so many people have told me that. Like, dude, NBA Mike is like, dude, my car is just like, I feel like I get it disinfected.
Dude, I give him a ride. So bad for NBA Mike that he gave Rat Dick a ride home after the feet smelling episode, guys. Mm. That happened. NBA Mike let him in the car and took him all the way home.
That's
dude.
Crazy.
Just let him shower here.
Guys, you don't understand.
Oh,
he took his shoes
off up here.
He took his shoes off up here, and he leveled the room. It was like one of the worst smells, like way worse than shit. It was just like some horrendous smell that was like
It was
evil.
Worse than if someone just shit in the room on the floor.
It was worse, yeah. Like somebody could have taken his shit right there, and it would have been half as bad as this motherfucker's foot, dude.
I would have just Lysoled his feet real quick. Get a new pair of socks.
Yeah, at that point.
Maybe, yeah. Kelvin, what's it been like for you as the new camera guy? How do you feel about what Nico used to do? You've been talking to Nico about technical stuff. Tell us about that.
You guys need to make like a little dick joke or something about Kelvin, too, because I missed a little dick. Nico
Danny,
he's got a
Danny
decent
did.
Cock on him. So
Danny did make, or no, you did.
I did, yeah. I said, I told
video.
The Guinness book. Yeah, I did it one time just to see how it feels. You know what I mean? It's kind of like one of those things you want to just like see how it feels.
I mean, I've been talking to Nico here and there. I had to FaceTime him the other day to help. I was asking him some questions about like some technical stuff, like you're saying. I mean, it feels like I have to carry on the torch, so to speak. I used to talk to Nico all the time before when I was filming with you and your channel before it got deleted and whatnot. And then help you record like some comedy stuff, different shows and whatnot, even Danny too. I remember Nico came one time to one of those shows and I was like, what's up, Nico? And he was like, what's up, Kelvin? We talked, and then after a while he like randomly said, like, dude, I always tell Danny, man, like, if something ever happens to me, dude, like, you're the guy. And I'm like, oh,
wait, you gotta be, oh, I always tell you, hey.
Yeah, that is how he talks, dude.
Something ever happens to me.
I wanted him for this pod, dude. I wanted him to come in and like talk about why he left, but you know, he's basically always going to give us just the answer. It's like, hey, it was just time to make a change. Like, he gives us all those like if you have like publicity training with like if you're an athlete and you have publicity training and they're always like trying to get you to say something, but you're always just like, oh, you know, give it 110%. You know, I'm a team guy. You know what I mean? Like, he's like so, I don't know. He's so white about it. I think that's what it is.
She was like, you know what? Tyrone's fucking me up, making way more money doing this job. If you can't keep up with him, then Dante.
It might be something. It could be something with his girlfriend, which I don't blame him. I guess like he at some point maybe got in trouble with her because he drank. He was drinking a lot. But either way, I miss Nico. I'll say it. I love Kelvin too, though. He has good vibes on the road. But
thank you, bro.
As a fan, you know what I mean. What is it like just seeing how the magic happens behind the
the honestly, Essenes? I feel like, how do I put this into words? I feel like, you know how Danny has his like Patreon tiers?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on the highest tier because like I have access to everything. Like it's crazy. Like you have the edit, you can see all the raw footage. Like it's like the ultimate fan experience, so sure. to speak. And it's cool. It's stressful in a way, but it's I know what I signed up for, and you know I'm ready to keep going. And
what's Danny as a, like as a boss?
it's interesting because Danny off camera he's really cool and everything, and even as a like a boss, so to speak, now that he's my boss technically, he's very like business oriented. So he, sure. he's very organized. I have nothing but good things to say about him. He's a fair boss, and he just makes you be the best version of yourself, really. So yeah. It's like I'm always on my toes, like. I'm only getting better, mm-hmm. So I commend Danny for that, and you guys too. You know, so
sure. Yeah. He's a firm but fair boss.
Yeah.
Would you say?
Yeah, I'd say so.
And how do you see yourself kind of doing this for a while?
For a while, yeah. As long as I can, you know. I mean, unless Danny one day says like, "Oh, Nico's back," I'll gladly step down. You know, mm-hmm. whatever. But we'll see if that happens.
There's no animosity there. No if animosity. He takes your job.
No. Like I said, he was telling me like. Yeah, man, if anything ever happens to me, I told Danny that you're the guy that I want or whatever to help us now or something. I was like, oh, it caught me off guard. I was like, dude, no, I don't like that's all you, dude. I don't want to take your spot or anything. And he's like, no, dude, I'm serious. And I was like, all right. And then we just kept like recording stuff for that day.
Yeah.
And I didn't think about it until like months later when Danny was like, dude, can you help me out? Or, and then I was like, oh, yeah. And then I went on some shoots and then I found out that he quit. So I was like, damn.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But he'll be back maybe one day, or at least for the channel. He's got to do like an Edward 40 hands, me, Nico, and Danny. That'd be sick.
That'd be great.
Dude, one of my favorite Nico bits is when he has that joke where he gets drunk and he tells, I can't remember where you guys went, but he tells this lady, he's like, why was 6 or fate of 7? And he's like, oh, yeah, because 7 was black. Oh, he's
like, yeah. Nico honestly crushed in New York, which was the greatest stand-up show we ever did. It was probably one of my best opening sets with it was all like crowd work and few jokes. Then Ryan Long crushed, and then we put on freaking Nico last Austin, and it was like Joe Rogan was up there or something. Like it was like immediately gets on stage, he was holding his camera while he did this whole set.
Oh, that's hilarious,
dude. He killed like it was like I've never seen anyone kill in there, dude. Like it was like I've never seen anyone kill like him. Like it was like every joke was just like, ah! It was probably a really good experience for him. I don't know why he. And then we told him we would put him on shows every now and then because he could do like a solid 3 to 4 minutes. Like, yeah, but he never came down and never did any of them. So I don't know. He didn't catch the bug, even though he was doing like it was a lot of fun.
You said that he's willing to come to a show, right? A comedy show.
Yeah, he said he was going to come and hang out. So.
You might catch him at a show.
Yeah, if you guys come out to the shows we do in LA, you know.
Yeah, this guy might take a picture of your penis. While
that's true.
Piss.
He will take a picture of your
penis. Yeah, I'm just so surprised that Mousecock all Miguel. The people.
Yeah.
I
know.
I was just going through my random Instagram DMs and I see this guy message me that's like, yo, bro, what's good? P.
Oh, God.
My giga. And then he has like black hand emojis. I thought it was a black guy
for sure.
So I was just like, this dude seems funny, let's bring him on the pod. I had no idea
he's
were
just smart, dude.
Him.
He's smart. He knew how to manipulate you. He probably was sending you anime memes and then like black emojis and he got you, dude.
And he why got do you? Me, bro. Why do you have the black emoji like sets?
I told you my parents are black, bro. I'm just trying to keep with the culture, bro.
Maybe he's serious, bro. Maybe he got adopted by African parents, which they're probably every day they're like, why did we give this guy a chance? He is a bum. He is a bum.
They said it like that. Huh?
Remember King Dumdada?
Dukembe? No, I forgot what it is. It was
King Crox.
It was, wait, I let me try to remember. King Crox.
Baba
Tunde.
Yeah, that's actually my uncle.
That's
he what?
Baba Tunde, yeah. Dude. He probably has if his family's from Congo, Tunde. I mean, it's like Armin and Armenian. It's like Miguel.
I will feed you to the hippo.
What's your real name?
Picture of them.
You don't want to say your real name?
You call me Pillow Pants.
All right, well, Pillow Pants, you are officially Mini Mousecock Miguel. I think you're a double. It's got to be Mini Mousecock
Miguel.
The real Mousecock was kind of bigger. Mouse. You're Mini Mouse. Yeah, you're Mini Mousecock.
You're the one wearing the Mini Mouse ears the other time.
Well, I have a lot of stock in Disney, and it's been going up, all right? If you would have bought it at 80 2 months ago, it's at 120 now, boys. But, you know, I'm still down, but it's not bad. It is going back up because they realize, you know what I mean, it's still an institution. and they got a lot of subscribers, and they got some India stuff going too. All right, they got cricket in India, which is a big market. But enough about Disney. You know what I mean? I was actually going to ask Kelvin, do you think like there's animosity, real animosity with between you and Danny because you did have sex with a fan prior to Danny knowing that, you know, or prior to Danny knowing you, really, you took advantage and did have sex with a fan.
Oh, he was hating that you didn't get first dibs, huh?
No. We talked about that. No,
you had anal sex.
Other people were there too.
That is just wrong. So you know what I mean? There should be animosity.
No.
You took full advantage. You were like, I know Danny. Oh, I have him on speed dial.
Somebody else.
That's how it starts, dude. That's the cancel.
I was just joining the crew because other people were there, and I that was the third girl that was available, and I had to do what I had to do at the time. And
sure,
that's what it was. I mean, you could vouch for me there. I mean,
Kelvin does have great game, dude. It's honestly unbelievable how good his game is. LA game too, which like he can go and like pull like some hotties that are at a club that are at another guy's table. Kelvin will like still riz them up, which I think is. Sometimes in LA, you got to do that because girls.
Steal your girl.
Kelvin's game is intense, dude. He'll like,
you've seen it,
chase a chick down, bro. Yeah. He'll be like, hey, stop.
Yeah, I've seen him do
Let
that.
Let me get your Instagram. I'm like, damn.
Yeah. Where'd he's aggressive, dude.
It works, funny. Though, bro.
Is that the Latino in you?
I don't know. I have to do my people good. I'm proud, I guess.
Did your dad ever talk to you about Riz or anything or talking to girls, like any advice at all?
I know your dad has, and you know what's crazy? My dad and I never spoke about stuff like that. It's always been a little awkward. I feel like I can, but I kind of don't. I almost don't want to know. Like
same with my dad. Doing. We never, you know, really what I mean? Talk about chicks. Yeah. I talk about chicks with my mom more than anything. This is all my dad's like so stoic.
Yeah,
he doesn't speak too much. You know.
I remember my dad. He told me, sex feels like, or when you come, it feels like when you pee, but like 1,000 times better. Mm-hmm. And low-key, like it does.
Okay, I can see what you mean.
Yeah, that's a good like kind of way to.
It doesn't feel anything like peeing though.
But you know that when you really have to pee and you get a little dopamine rush, like
yeah. All I know from my dad's past is that he used to be a bartender, like where he was. Like at one point in his life, he was a bartender. So I'm sure he just hasn't told me, and I don't really want to know. But it's all good. I'm curious. That'd be interesting to see, like what your parents did. Like if you had a camera, like recording what they did back then.
I think my dad sheltered me a lot because he grew up in the '70s in New York, where crap was just like out of control. So he had to like, you know, he had to be like, you know, I'm not going to let my for sure borderline sex addict son. You know what I mean? Do this. You know what I mean?
Julio, yeah.
All right, let's call Radtig. He texted me back. Just to, you know.
Did you see Radtig like randomly showed up at my house like streaming?
Yeah, I saw that. We'll call him out.
He got a lot of views for that. It was like 160 or something.
Well, I went walking around my block and talking with him for a while.
You could have kept streaming with him. You would have made more, I think.
Is that on TV?
I did. Well, Trovo, did you see like the end of it?
I think so.
Where I was walking around with him.
Afterwards, people were like, yeah. Was it just you or them? I like everyone.
It was me and Fez walking around with Radtig and that other guy.
You guys should do that more often, Loki.
I wouldn't really have cared if it wasn't for the fact that he brought this like random Latino guy to my house that I didn't know. He was cool, I guess, but I wasn't bred to bring.
It's a matter of time before that. Yeah, somebody that Radtig brings over robs you guys blind. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what we don't want.
He does need a driver though, someone to help him get around town.
I bet he needs a driver, dude. But like, you know,
that's why he always brings like a random person.
Yeah, but they don't have cars. It's the problem.
That guy didn't have a car either. But he was maybe like down to Uber him.
He was his cameraman for the day.
That'd be a good movie. Like instead of driving Miss Daisy, driving Radtig Ralph. Like that would be a crazy ass movie.
If there's any fans out there that want to drive Radtig Ralph around, hit him up. He's super down.
Take him to this drug deal.
Y'all make jokes about Aaron like being Dino's cameraman.
Sure,
but it's like if you're gonna be Radtig's cameraman,
that's intense.
That's like the big leagues, dude. that should be like what every. Like, you know,
hard
you,
mode.
Yeah, when you come up, as a videographer and you're trying to get a name out there, you're like, hey, dude, I did Radtig time.
What if Radtig offered you like 10 times more than Danny offered you to fucking be a swimmer?
Impossible.
He would do it. But if he offered you that much, you would have to do it.
I mean, it's
dude, I know we get paid. You would have to do it.
I did it. Like, I remember how I did it one day.
Yeah, you did the pickle in the ass. Yeah, you saw that.
One or two times I was his cameraman. It's so hard. You really have to manage a bunch of stuff. You have to manage him. You have to manage, like, you have to do damage control.
Yeah.
You have to, like, get in his mind, be like, no, dude, Radtig, don't run away or whatever. It's hard.
Was it harder than working for Danny?
In a different way, for sure. In a different way, because Danny is at least, like, he knows. He has his wits about him.
Yeah.
Everyone's socially, like, intelligent.
Like mentally stable, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, erratic, deep down, I think he has a good side of him and stuff, but, like, it's hard. He's very, like, he doesn't have a lot of guidance and people around him that can help him propel, like, in the right direction.
Erratic was in my front yard when I wasn't home. I was with my parents, like, buying tuxedos, and then Erratic was in my front yard just hitting whippets. And then my neighbor that, like, shares this building with me, like, came downstairs and was like, bro, like, who the fuck are you? He's like, I'm Austin's friend. I'm waiting for Austin. I had to go upstairs and, like, talk to my neighbor and be like,
my bad.
So that made you look bad.
If you see that guy, you know.
Sorry, yeah.
I wouldn't blame you for just calling the cops immediately.
Yeah.
What'd he say? What'd he say back?
No, he's cool. Like we kind of joked about it. He was like, so is this, like, one of your guys from the podcast? I was like, yeah. And he, like, he's just, like, basically coming over to fuck with me because he hasn't been on the podcast in a little while.
And he can't do the two things that we need him to do, guys. I mean, obviously, part of us, you know, wanted to have an RDR segment towards the end of the pod. Would be funny, you know, every couple of weeks. But the guy can't give his dogs up, and now he's homeless. He got officially evicted, I guess. I don't know what that means. I feel like maybe the cops came. I'm trying to call him to find out about that.
Yeah.
But also, he just doesn't get clean off the drugs, and he continues to, like, lie and tell me that he is, and then, like, some kid will send me a stream, and he's doing, like, Xanny bars, whatever he's doing now. But, like,
I feel like he needs, like, a person to be there with him, like, all day, 24/7, and just, like, whip him into shape.
It's almost like he does, but she doesn't do anything.
No, but it's hard. Do anything. You can't. No, because, look, if you have the relationship you have with your girlfriend should be different from the relationship you have with a friend or someone like that. It's hard to have her do that because it's like they have a relationship.
I think euthanization would be probably the best move for him. He is a lost cause.
We could give him a lobotomy.
That would work.
I don't even think people would press charges against us. They'd probably thank us.
He does need a lobotomy. That was the old school. Like, what was the problem with lobotomies though? They were like destroy your brain. Like,
yeah, they just make you into a retarded person, right? So that they don't have to deal with you being erratic anymore.
Right. Yeah. That's what they. Yeah. That's in. It's in. They lobotomize. Jack Nicholson's character in that one movie. God damn it. Well, yeah, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, a classic. It's very sad. He, like, helps a couple of them escape, and then they catch him, and then they lobotomize a really cool guy in Jack Nicholson in that movie. You haven't seen it? Check it out. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Sorry. Sorry for that. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, dude, I don't know. I personally...
He needs therapy, and he needs, like, counseling, and maybe take care of his, like... jail stuff.
I had an ex-girlfriend, man. She was pretty much, like, really addicted to weed, and she would do, like, coke with her friends and Adderall and all that crap. And then she went on a retreat, man. Like, some old lady says an old lady paid for it. It was like $15,000 for 7 days, and she actually, I'm sure it was like a sugar daddy that paid for it. But anyway, she went on that retreat, and she came out of it, like, drug free and just a boss forever. And now it, like, bought a house and is killing it in stunts. It's kind of crazy how much her life changed within that one year where she just went. It was like January, and she went to a goddamn, like, I guess some kind of rehab, man. But they reshaped her thinking, and then, like, now she's a boss, dude. So I don't know.
They replaced her.
Maybe they replaced her, dude.
Lobotomized.
Maybe she got lobotomized. Man.
RDR told me he had, like, a heart-to-heart once with me in person, and we were talking. I was driving him one day somewhere after one of the streams or whatever, and I asked him. I wanted to find out. I was like, and then he told me that he does the drugs because deep down he's, like, in a lot of pain, and I was like, damn, that's... It's just got real.
I think
trying to escape reality.
No,
like, we've dug deep into him. We've dug into him, and it's definitely doing meth with his dad. And then I think it's the guy that he killed with that other guy by accident.
It was an old lady.
Yeah,
it was an old lady. Yeah, when the old lady that they killed and he was in the car, I feel like that just messed up his brain for life.
Yeah, because that
therapy.
Remember a couple of pods ago, you guys, like, went through his old Instagram. Remember, and he looked, like, fairly normal. You know, besides. Yeah. Maybe kind of like sus pictures of him with his.
He hates that we brought that up, but they were kind of strange pictures.
Well, a little suspect, yeah, they were, but I mean, for the most part, really wholesome. And then now you see him on the channel, it's like, what? That has to be like your twin brother. That can't be the same person.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, though, jail fucked him up more than anything.
That's a good point.
He might have gotten raped. Like, ever since he got out of jail, he's been basically had post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah.
And he knows that, like, since he hasn't gone to his probation, that he's just facing jail again.
It's only going to get worse.
So now he's like, well, I might as well do as much drugs as I can before I get locked up and have fun and go all of these raves. And that's if I smart. Happen to overdose and die, well, at least, you know, it happened. Like, I don't have to go to jail.
No, you literally, this is all he has to do. Go to the public defender's office.
Yeah.
Like, who said that? Who gave him that advice again?
That was Danny's dad. Yeah. Gary, dude.
Public defender's office. And I told him, and he was like, they're not going to get me. Like, if I go there, they're not going to arrest me. And I'm like, no, dude, just go to the public defender's office. I feel like I might have to go with him, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Public defender's office, and then
find out what he's
facing, realistically, and how much jail time he really has to do, or if he does at all.
Right.
And then after he finds out, he has to make a decision and then go through with that. And then eventually he'll have his ID after he gets it all done, and then he can continue his life.
Dude,
but
he could get his ID right now. He's just stupid. You know what I mean? He's an idiot. DMV, but he could totally get his ID right now. But anyway, we'll call him up in a second. What's up, everybody? We got the moment some of y'all been waiting for. We are going to check in with none other than RDR. What's up, Rat Dick? What you doing, Doug?
Yeah, I'm just chilling in the hotel room right now.
All right, so you got a hotel room, and you made enough money streaming to get a hotel room right now.
How much was that?
How much did you spend? I'm curious.
That was Pam. It was in her job money to get the hotel.
Okay, nice. Now, what you had one little assignment, right? You have these creatures that live with you, right? And we were kind of tired of you jerking off on them, you know, whatever you were doing. And we wanted you to give them a good home, right? Because they don't deserve to be living in their own filth. So how's that going, dude? Where are the dogs?
Oh, we got the dogs with us. They're traveling with us. We're having a hard time housing us and the dogs, though. We have this hotel room until tomorrow, and we have like $500. So we're gonna find a place that takes day by day for $100 a night. So we're gonna go there with the dogs. It's in LA, so that we'll be easy to work. But we're gonna like be out of the money by next Wednesday. So we gotta try to find a way to like raise money.
What should he do?
Why can't you just take all the dogs to this woman, dude, and just solve your problems? You sick bastard.
Could still see that.
We're going to solve the problem temporarily, though. Yeah.
Well, how much better would you be like if you didn't have five dogs with you, though? Yeah, as they scream in the background.
Yeah, I'd definitely be a little better off. I'd be able to get
Now, you want to, Rat Dick, do you want to get on my good side? Do you want to be friends with me?
Yeah.
So what's up with these Trovo names I keep hearing about?
Mayo and Tavio.
Yeah, and what was the other one? Now you got a new one, I heard.
Leo's daddy.
Leo's daddy.
Yeah. So what's going on with that, huh?
Not bad. I can't use any rat-related names, or I get deleted immediately. So
you, on the shitty Trovo live stream that takes half your money because... You know, because you put bottles up your ass or whatever the hell you do. But, like, you keep getting deleted off that, man. Like, why can't you adjust your stuff a little bit? Like, do you have to put a bottle of hot sauce up your ass? Do you have to put a bottle of Pacifico up your ass and then drink it? Like, is that really necessary for your fans? You did that for $16, I heard.
Yeah, they wanted that.
For $16, dude? You could have held out for a little bit more, bro. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, they push me, and if I don't do it, they won't send anything.
They bully him,
dude. That's a good deal, $16.
So your fans bully you.
I've been setting these goals. I set a $50 goal to take laxatives and eat a Subway sandwich.
Oh. Why would you do that? There's probably other – I mean, I'm sure the Dickers want to see you go out and maybe, like, do a joke laugh. Do the Joker laugh, dude. Do the Joker laugh. What's with this – Rat Dick. Listen, once you became this streamer that shits in a pan, you know what I mean? Like, you got to
real yesterday.
Yeah, but there's not going to be much you can do to kind of do more than shit in a pan. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the guy that paid you to do that, he DM'd me and he apologized to me and he's like, "Dude, I was drunk and I had to." And I was like, "Sure." You know what I mean? You had to pay Rat Dick to shit in a pan. That's really? Fine. But why is it that you can't maybe start pivoting towards a different direction? Text-to-speech was working for you, right? You tried to ruin one of my shows. That wasn't cool.
Yeah, it works. If I go to certain situations, I do certain things, it blows up. You know, to Austin's house.
Yeah, dude, you know you can't do that stuff if you want to get back on the pod, bro. I'm just telling you right now, man.
Yeah, my neighbor's probably gonna call the cops now.
Dude, the neighbor hates you, dude. The neighbor's like a woke, like nice guy, and he just like doesn't mess with you, dude.
Has to be smarter about it.
I was in Austin for the Austin's house recently.
Yeah, why would you do that, man? Don't you want to get on our good side, man? We're trying to do is grow the channel together. You could help us do that. You know what I mean? Like, people want to hear about you. Even Trey Cyrus, dude, for example, our biggest fan, our most famous fan. He loves you, but not when he saw that you DM'd him saying you were going to fuck Miley. He was going to send you $700, bro. You should DM him and apologize.
Is Miley Cyrus.
What's up?
The girl who sends you money, they say she's actually Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, I bet. I bet Miley Cyrus sends you money. It's something you'd believe online, dude.
What do you mean, dude?
Rat Dick, what is your plan for the future? Like, are you gonna get rid of the dogs, bro? Like, people really want to beat your ass because of that.
Yeah, I need to, so I can have a place to stay. You know, I can't keep these dogs. And,
all right, well, why don't you just go take care of that today?
He wants to keep visiting them.
Yeah, you know, it's just,
he wants to keep coming on your back, you know.
Yeah, is it because you want to keep masturbating with them in view? I mean, you have to do it with them in view. Like, there's never a time where you're like, maybe I should put these guys away before I put something up my ass.
Yeah, I need the pugs there to do it. You know, it's like a fucking, we're bros.
The dog licked up the hot sauce that poured out of his ass.
Oh no, dude, you let the dog lick the hot sauce, bro, that came out of your ass, bro.
Bonding ritual.
Yeah,
you should be euthanized, man.
No.
What if he takes it to a place where that person allows visitation?
The dog drank the fucking beer that came out of my ass.
Honestly, why would you do that, dude? That is so messed up, dude.
Yes.
Like, no. There's going to be a lot of people that hate you for doing that. You realize that, right?
That was a fucking inspirational video. It had your name in the back.
Honestly, the next time I see you, I might just slap you really hard for doing that, dude. You know what I mean?
He did come on your picture with your sister in it too.
Oh god.
He came on a picture of your sister, Leo.
Dude, I didn't know that. You came on a picture of my fucking sister, Ratic?
It was a view.
Ratic, listen, next time me and you next time you're like drug free and you get rid of the dogs and I can see you again, me, you, 16-ounce gloves, backyard. Are you down?
All right. I'm down, dude. I'm gonna real box.
All right, I'm gonna go hard though. I'm going to go hard. I'm not going to be easy on you. You're going to get a mouth guard? You want a mouth guard?
We'll go hardcore.
You want a mouth guard?
Yeah.
You ain't got no dental insurance, dog. If I get punch you, I'm going to knock your tooth out, dog. You ain't got no dental insurance. What are you going to be, a toothless ratty?
Yeah, we need a headgear and mouth guard.
We'll all right, you need headgear and a mouth guard. Okay, now the truth comes out. I got the gloves, but you're gonna help me out and get a mouth guard? I got to get one for you.
I'll get a mouth guard for a few bucks.
All right, so get a mouth guard for yourself. I'll bring the gloves. Yeah. You're going to use hand wraps or you're going to break your hand?
I don't need hand wraps.
Oh, you don't need hand wraps. Okay, well, I'm going to use hand wraps and I'm gonna pummel you, dude. I'm going to pummel you to the ground, dude. I'm going to beat the living crap out of you. I'm going to beat the dog abuser out of you, you piece of shit.
I'm going to have to beat you and then I'm just squirt mayonnaise on you. That's what everybody wants to do.
It's impossible for you to do because you're not going to beat me. I'm going to beat you so bad, dude. I'm going to freaking I'm going to Philly shell you. You're not going to know what the hell to do. And me and you are both heavyweights. So this is actually the only solid fight. I can't fight anybody on YouTube unless it's Bradley Martin. So I'm not big enough to fight Bradley. He doesn't want anything to do with me. I DM'd him about it, but Bradley's not down to fight me. But I'll fight Ratty right here at the backyard of the crib. And I'm going to show you what's up. You understand me?
That's good. Let's go.
All right, Ratty. You know, honestly, I heard that you lost to like some chump at the sesh, dude. Gary Paulson. Shout out Gary Paulson and Ben Morales, our boys from Oxnard, Santa Barbara area. They're comedians. One's a musician, actually, but they were on the pod. But they told me that they went to the sesh boxing match that you were at, and you kind of held your own for a little bit, but then you wore some shots and you got like knocked down. Is that true?
I don't know. I was doing pretty good. I got pushed over.
Did you lose the fight?
I guess I lost the fight, so I got pushed over. But I was on the best shots, you know.
All right. Well, how do you feel, man? What kind of drugs are you really on, though? Be honest. What's the last time you did? Don't lie to me. What's the last time you did some hardcore drugs?
No drugs.
No drugs.
Pretty good.
I mean, he does. Honestly, he does sound sober right now. This is the best ratty, the one that's sober. So it's just dabs again.
Yeah, just dabs today.
That's good.
Look, ratty, get rid of the dogs, bro. Like, give up on them, bro. They don't even like you, dude.
That's true. They're held captive.
They're just held captive and they're shitting all over the place. I mean, I don't get it, man. Get rid of the goddamn dogs, dude. And when you're clean and you could show me that you're clean, maybe we could have you back on the pod, bro. But till then.
You'll save a lot of money, too, if he gets rid of them.
Till then, dude, we'll I don't know. Some. Yeah, you'll save a lot of money.
His neighbor, like, Korean? He could have just given the dogs to him and make some food out of it.
Yeah, I mean, you could sell the dogs on the meat market, dude. Oh, you could sell it on the black market meat market. Now, you know what? Money. You if you love the dogs, you should get them some help. You know what I mean? Like, they're...
Rehouse them.
Like, you can't... You're not a good dad, dude. You know? You're like, social services would take your kids so quick, dude.
Yeah, that would be a good idea, kids.
Are you still trying to come in RPP, dude?
I'm coming here, but I'm not having kids.
Have you been thinking about Indica Moon recently? Be honest.
God.
Am I thinking about what?
About your girl, Indica.
You're gonna
I stopped talking to her.
Oh, really? Are you on speaker right now? Am I on speaker?
Yeah, but you're in the bathroom. I'm away from RPP. I actually stopped talking to her. She was just using me for clout and all that. And she was just using me for, like, somebody to talk to her thing. She just blew up my phone all day and expect me to talk to her. I'm just like, it was too much.
What kind of conversations would you have with her, man? Like, yo, you're stressed? You should hit a dab. Or, I got Zanny bars. What kind of conversations do you have?
Like, tell me, like, do things, like, leave RPP and go, like, get a room or something. She'd go fuck me and work. Like, shit like that. I'd be like, nah, I don't know. I just don't work out, you know?
He did get laid, I mean.
Look, a lot of people are just, like, super impressed that you were able to get some pussy out of the situation.
Yeah, dude, it's pretty impressive.
You know, we have a, you know, there are some vile girls out there. This pod has made me realize that there are some gnarly girls willing to do some crazy stuff for strange men like
she
you.
She wasn't even that hot. She looked just like Rathic.
Right, you know,
female version of Rathic.
The attention and clout that I could bring her. She wanted me to... Dude, please her. And she was crazy. You know? It wasn't a good like side chick. Definitely was bad side chick.
What about your warrants, bro? Let's talk about your warrants. Are you not worried about them anymore because those cops came? You were out. You were passed out on Zanny bars. Somebody called the cops. They came and they didn't even give a crap about your warrants. So do you feel more powerful now?
No, I feel just as sketched out. You know, it's because it was outside Riverside. That was LA, but it's still scary. You know, like. I get caught.
So you'll never go to Riverside where your warrants are at?
Well, I mean, I'm looking for a place to stay in for a week to stay at a Motel 6 in Corona. It's like $440 compared to LA.
I'm going
to
leave that in the podcast and not try to help you out. I'm not going to cut that out. But anyway, listen, you need to relax, buddy. And maybe you just need to face those charges and go to jail for 6 months or whatever it is because...
Public Defender's Office.
Yeah, man. It's like, or at least, what about... Okay, Kelvin's bringing up a good point. What about going to the Public Defender's Office and just seeing what you're faced with?
They won't. Get you in
trouble. Yeah, I know what I'm faced with.
You know exactly what you're faced with,
how much
though?
Time he's...
Like the charges?
Yeah, how long do you really think that they're going to... Are they looking to put you away?
They're just going to have to re-sentence me, you know?
Do you think any of the dog stuff, if, like, people... You know, they're going to find all that, all the stuff you do with the dogs. You know, it's called, like, when they... In court, when you're, like, arrested, they have, like, a moment where they try to tell people that you're not a bad person. And, like, so, like, RPP might go up there and be like, he's really nice, he... You know, takes care of the dab rig while I'm away at work. But like, and then they're like, okay, thank you, next. And then somebody's like, well, we actually, the prosecuting team is like, we actually have a video of him putting a bottle up his ass and then having his dog lick the remaining beer that comes out of his ass off the ground. How do we feel about this guy? They're going to be like, wow, why don't we add another 12 months to the sentence? You know, that's how it works, bro.
Dude, I hope I get on that jury duty. Dude, oh, my God.
Can you imagine being on that case, bro, doing the jury? Dude,
he came on.
You think there's a jury out there, Rathic, who's not going to want to put you away and throw away the key? Be honest.
Well, we're gonna do a jury trial, you know.
I think you are gonna do a jury trial. Do you know how it works, dude? And if you want to try to get out of jail, you got to do a jury trial. Are you just gonna take the charges and go to jail?
Take a plea deal.
Plea deal would be nice.
Well, it's like if he goes to jury, then there could be like one cool guy in there that's just like he's innocent no matter what. Yeah,
it's possible a fan.
There's a Rat Dick Ralph fan just holds down because you can keep saying
one person
innocent.
Is all you need. Yeah. It's just one, and then they have a hung jury, bro. You can get off.
But if they show the dog videos and shit, that could make a whole jury try to throw him in jail for life.
Bro, you got to watch out with these videos because every time you do a live stream, like the fans put it online forever.
They clip it.
Their favorite thing, I mean, you think the dickers like you, but their favorite thing is just trying to watch you and your demise. I mean, some of them wanted you. A lot of people were hoping you got addicted to fentanyl. I think you avoided that, though. Would you say you're addicted to fentanyl?
No, I don't really do that at all.
He avoided it. So, yeah.
How did you avoid that, dude?
I don't know. I guess the drugs I took just didn't have any fentanyl in them, you know? But,
well, look, Rat Dick, listen, get rid of the dogs, bro, and get clean. And maybe you can come back on the pod, okay? And then I'm gonna smash you in a heavyweight championship back here. You can stream it if you want. I don't give a crap.
Tell him that one day he can maybe get the dogs back.
Yeah, and no, one day they're going to never give you the fucking dogs back because you're a dog abusing piece of shit motherfucker. But you are never, ever going to see the fucking dogs again once you give them away because you're sick and disgusting. Oh, you God. Make them lick your asshole, you piece of shit. And who knows what you do when the cameras aren't rolling. No. But you aren't a bad – I don't think you're a bad guy, dude, to be honest, Rat Dick.
I think the dog there is my asshole.
You let your dog. You didn't let the dogs lick your asshole. That's just a rumor they made up.
That's just a rumor.
All right, Rat Dick. Well, I'm gonna let you go. Thank you for calling in. People wanted to hear about you. Danny's not here, so we wanted to make sure that we got some people an exciting podcast. So
this is the Leo and Danny show.
Yeah, man. Ain't shit changed, huh?
Why are you filming today?
Well, we my man Austin's going to his sister's wedding, so he's got to get out of town.
Oh, dang. Well, bro, it's going to be back on the other day, so I hope you're back in person. You know?
Yeah, maybe one day you'll, and, maybe wash your feet, dog, you know what I mean? Maybe get that gunk under your nails, you know what I mean? Like, get that shit out from under your nails, dog. That's what the smell comes from.
Like a homeless guy.
Regular bathing is important.
Your neighbor told you you look like a homeless guy? Well, you do, dude. What, your neighbor, what, at the hotel? What do you mean? You don't have a neighbor. You're homeless, dog.
I was squatting in the Chadwick for 20 days.
The Asian dude.
We were in an Airbnb for a while, and then we...
How did you get officially evicted? Tell us that. Tell us how did that happen?
We ran out of money, so we went back to Chadwick, and we were staying in Chadwick for like a week, and when we first got there, the maintenance guy was like, oh, you need to leave. I'm like, where do you leave? Like, fucking, my girlfriend just talked to the landlord, and he said that, like, we could be there. And he's like, no, you need to leave. We're calling the cops. And so I just, like, ran out, grabbed some Pam, came back home, and she talked to him. And I guess, like, we weren't allowed to be there until the sheriffs came. And then we were staying there up until, like, Wednesday. And then on Wednesday, the sheriffs knocked, they pounded on the door as I was waking up.
Damn.
And I was like, what the fuck? And I jumped off my balcony and I didn't answer them. And they came in the apartment and they locked the fucking the balcony. They pepper sprayed my dogs because when I came home, I could smell the.
Oh my God.
I got pepper sprayed from the blanket.
Your poor dogs got pepper sprayed because of you, Doug? I'm going to pepper spray you the next time I see you.
Yeah, they got pepper sprayed.
Okay, you
got
to get pepper sprayed on the pod for that if you ever come back. Because I really doubt you're ever gonna come back because you're not gonna give up the dogs, bro. So.
Dude, I can't believe you jumped off the balcony and got away. That's awesome.
At least two
it's kind
away.
Of dope, huh?
One away because the hotels I'm staying, they only allow two dogs, and I'm going to one tonight, and they only allow two, and I'm going with four, and it's like sketchy.
RPP is a ride or die, though, huh?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, sure, just hanging in there.
Even after you just completely just embarrassed her on the podcast and broke up with her for a less attractive chick, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, that happens, you know, then you chase the pussy, you do crazy things.
Oh, yeah, it happens, all right. You just chase the pussy. That was evil of you. Did RP, how'd she get over that? I mean, but with the BBC?
Neighbor Eric, dude.
Oh, yeah, neighbor Eric. What am I talking about? That's how she got over it.
Made her come, like, nine times.
I continued to cheat on her for, like, 2 weeks or 3 weeks after that.
Well, do you ever, you cheated on her, great, bro, but, like, do you ever, like, are you hitting RPP doggy and just think about neighbor Eric just getting up all in there, dude? Do you ever think about that?
I used to, but I let it go, you know?
That's nice of you, man. You're very much like Gandhi in many ways.
I definitely let it go. I'm trying to be above all that. It's just, So then, like, the cops knock on her door, and she checks the mailbox, and the mailbox says we're supposed to be out there by March 7th. It's March 27th, so we're 20 days overdue.
Wow, my God.
He milked it. They emailed her saying the sheriff's completed the lockout, and we're like, what the – we have no money. It's on Wednesday night, and we're like, we have nowhere to go. We decided to stay there another night illegally, and then Thursday comes, and, like, we're expecting the animal control to come back. The sheriff came creeping stay to, like, collect all of our dogs, so she takes a day off work, and we get a – we try to get a U-Haul in the morning, but she had a suspended license. We were able to get one. And then,
God damn it.
Her license is suspended because of her crashing into the tree with the rental?
Yeah. Yeah, she drove into the last rental car we had. She drove it into a rental tree as I was blacked out on Xanax. And I woke up to a car crash. I was like, what the fuck? And
oh, my God. Well, what kind of car do you – I mean, how do you guys get a car now then if she can't?
So, it wasn't expired. It wasn't suspended. It was expired. So she had expired license. And we got our U-Haul vans. We got all of our shit from the fucking shower. The good shit yesterday. And, like, I made a shit swastika in the wall. I covered the wall in my
nice
shit.
Nice of you to do that after they gave you. Dude, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? They're going to have to take a flamethrower to that motherfucking place, dude, because of you.
The fans paid me $50.
That hellhole.
$50, Leo.
Oh, wow. Dude, $50.
You should have seen the videos of him when he had Airbnbs. He was just walking around the Airbnb pissing on all the, like, in all the rooms.
You're disgusting, bro. Yeah. Why do you do that? Why do you ruin property like that? Like, these people are helping you out, you know what I mean? And you just pee on the floor at an Airbnb? Like, what's wrong with you, man? Oh, I'm going to crush you, bro. I'm going to fucking crush you when you come back.
He needs money, Leo. He needs money.
Bro.
Dude, go get a fucking job as a Home Depot Mexican, dog. Go and fucking wait at the Home Depot and go dig a pool or something.
Dude, it's like, honestly,
I have a new friend. His name is Spick Jalapeno.
No car, by the way.
He told me he's going to help me find a job illegally.
All right. Well, hopefully that's the case, bro. Would you even be able to hold a job, bro? There's no way. Unless it's like Big Che's job at the fucking sesh. You can go move some tapes.
I can move some tables here, man. I mean, you know, he's got that job. You know, I wish I had that job, but they gave us the retard.
Listen, stop. He's not a retard. He's a very intelligent man. Big Che is the man. Don't talk shit about Big Che, dude. He was a good guy. You saved his leg. You did the only good thing you ever did in your entire fucking life is save Big Che's leg. You understand me?
He did.
You know, Big Che left his credit card on my Xbox. I've attempted to just buy it and shit.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that? The guy's poor, bro. He gets
It's probably some government V-books. Money, so is he really stealing?
You know what? Do it, dude. Do it. Go ahead and do it. I'm not going to call the cops or let anybody know that you're doing, you know, credit card fraud and stuff. I won't do it.
With all the extra stuff Raddick has been doing lately.
I don't know about anybody else. Somebody else might call and say that you're doing credit card fraud with Big J's car. You know what I mean? Who knows? But, like, no, I'm not going
to
do it.
I left it on my Xbox, you know, and I went to his house recently. I brought him McDoubles. I'm like, hey, can we be friends again? He's like, he's like, no.
Did he take the McDoubles?
Like, he's not allowed to be your friend.
Was his mom there?
Well, yeah, who was there?
It was just him and his dad and his caretaker and one of his other Mexican friends.
None of them wanted to kill you?
Yeah, one of his Mexican friends, like, he's like, kind of stood up and looked at me. I'm like, bro, it's chill to bring cheeseburgers.
Did he take the cheeseburgers?
No, he didn't take them. I ended up eating them.
Yeah. At least you tried to make peace.
They weren't Big Macs. Least,
yeah. It's nice that you tried to make peace with Jay, though. Austin brings up a good point.
People want him back.
Yeah.
He's got to go to Mexico, dude.
Yeah, that's honestly, Raddick, you could stream in Mexico, bro, and the money would go a lot further.
I'm thinking about if I was his, like, honestly, prosecuting attorney.
Yeah.
Dude, there would be, like, so much material just to fuck him, like, for life that he's, like, on camera now, dude. Yeah. Like, honestly, dude, he... whatever time he's facing, it's like you could probably quadruple that.
We'll see. I don't know.
Dude, a lot of people, dude, I mean, there's a rumor that you might be gone for a while whenever the cops do catch up to you. So if I were you, I would think Mexico might be a good idea. Or, like, you know, go to, like, Thunder Bay up in Canada, a shitty place.
My sentence was only 90 days, and I did half of that.
Then
so
do it.
Like, you owe some time. You owe, like, 50 days.
But
you have all this property damage on video.
Yeah, but you got property damage. You got credit card fraud. You got, got IRS fraud. You got, like, abusing dogs. You got, like, freaking assault.
Yeah, the police have to charge you with all that. They're not going to just charge you with random shit.
Your assault. Apartment complex, you'd be like, yo, this guy fucking wiped a shit swastika on the wall.
I'm pretty sure that's a crime. I don't think you can just wipe shit. You can't just put shit on the wall, dude. I think that's crime. Like, some kind of crime, Doug.
I'm not even on the lease, low-key, so it's purposely
paying. Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're on the lease or not. There's evidence. there's pure evidence of you committing a crime. I'm pretty sure that's like. Anyway, look. I don't want to scare you or anything, but listen, I wish you well, dude. I let me know when you give up the dogs, okay?
Yeah, bro. I also want to tell you, I met that black guy from Elders React. He's the only black guy on. The
I don't
channel.
Know what Elders React is.
I know exactly who he's talking about.
What is
a
that?
A bunch of old people react to like shit on YouTube, bro. And he says he's popping, dude. I think you should meet him. He's the old guy's black. You know?
Bro, you all should. Right. This is a good.
How'd you meet him?
Get this information. Connect.
All right, I got it. I got that all info. Right. All right, I'll hit him up, dude. That's good shit. Thank you. You do have a way of bringing some fire to the pod, so I appreciate you.
All right, this guy took pictures of fucking. Like Mel Gibson or some shit, like for real.
That's dope. That's dope. All right, man. Well, I'll hit you up about that.
All right, hell yeah, bro. I'm still doing my rapping thing. Keep streaming. You know, right. Try to get rid of this dog.
Next Trovo name, you know, after you get banned from this one, next Trovo name, go after somebody else. Okay, I think they're you maybe like. I don't know. Go after somebody else, but stop putting my name on the goddamn Trovos. Also, stop trying to leak. Don't threaten to leak your boss's number, bro. Why would you be threatening to leak Danny's number? That's the dumbest thing you could do.
The chat.
People making Trovo names of Danny's number and saying, "Yo, I don't know how they got Danny's number in the first place." I
think because of you, bro.
Yeah, accidentally leaked it.
I don't remember ever giving out Danny's number. Seriously, don't.
Leaked it for like a second.
Really?
Probably leaked it, bro. Like, save his number in your phone, you dumbass.
And they screenshot it.
Yeah, I didn't save it in my phone for real.
All right, man. Well, you can't even be. You're so lazy you can't save Danny's number in your phone. So I really doubt that you're going to do anything with these dogs. They got pepper sprayed by the sheriff. They didn't deserve to get pepper sprayed, dog.
Did he leave anything at the apartment?
This fucking those cops, bro. They get fucked. They just pepper spray my dogs.
The dogs are probably barking. The cops are like fucking.
Yeah.
Poor dogs,
what an asshole.
They came on by their owner and then shot by the fucking cops.
This ain't even that big a deal.
Bro, yeah, the same week they licked your ass beer, they got freaking abused by you, and then they fucking get pepper sprayed by a random white man, probably.
How do they have them on the pod?
And now they're fucking, like being transitioning through homelessness to this, Airbnb, fucking hotel.
Poor dog.
The fans already doxed me and found my hotel address, too, somehow. I'm like, what the fuck?
Man, the fans, like, you got somebody that is just, you got an op, dude. You got somebody in there who doesn't like you, dude.
A mole.
Yeah, just post my
definitely a mole, bro. Yeah, somebody who's got, like, your phone number, like, on they got, like, everything about you, bro. It's scary.
Yeah, I didn't stream today, dude. It's just like, fuck, bro. I fucking, they offered me $50 to shit on Rapids and Pam. Of course she's not going to do that, you know? So it's like, I'll just give it a break.
$50 to shit on Rat Pussy Pam?
Should he do it?
Hey, dude, I'll throw in another 50. After she ask if she'll do it for 100.
Austin said he'll throw in 50 for that
as
well.
Dude, people pay for this, $100
dude. $100 right there.
That's a hundo, wild. So we'll figure it out. I'll throw 50 in there, too, if she wants to get shit on.
Okay, Rat Pussy Pam, come on.
All right, let's go. $150, get shitted on.
Yeah, I've been dabbing in my bathroom.
Tell her some girls in Dubai get a little bit more than that, but you know.
Does that pussy work? Having a shower on for hours and hours has welted the bathroom door. Now it's like welts in the fucking door. It's really bad.
Why would you have the shower on for hours and hours while you were dabbing?
Yeah, I was dabbing and trying to cover the smoke and steam.
Oh.
Why can't you just go outside?
Yeah, I could just go outside, but it's nice just dabbing the bathroom. Yeah, I'm from my essential dabbing bathroom.
Dabbing the bathroom is nice. Leo.
Essential oils, Leo.
Dude, the hammer, the long dick of the law is on his way to bang you.
It's like getting blowjobs at the parking lot.
The long dick of the law is after you, rat dick.
And he's a ginger.
I'm gonna figure it out, bro. Trust.
And he might be a ginger. I don't believe that you didn't get assaulted by that guy, by the way. There's no way a giant ginger was taking his cock out every day at you and like you never had a suck it or some shit.
Yeah, just showing it to me, like making me sleep on his bunk, like my bitch in my bunk. What?
You had to sleep in his bunk?
You had to sleep in his bunk?
I had to sleep on top of their bunk beds. He made me sleep on the top bunk.
Oh, okay.
I bet you got a lot of sleep, dude.
Yeah, because I had to watch over me. And I would wake up in the middle of the night, he'd be looking at me, and be naked, and be like, what the fuck?
That is the most horrific thing I've ever heard in my life. Yeah. Especially being a giant ginger. That is just nuts.
Oh, my God.
All right, dude. We're going to let you go, dude. Thank you so much, Ratty. Good luck with the dogs. Become a better human being somehow.
I'm gonna take one more dab in this bathroom. I'll figure out where I'm going to go tonight.
There we go,
tell him you believe in him.
I don't believe in you at all. But
it's next Tuesday, but fuck.
Good luck, man. And when you come back, heavyweight championship between me and you.
I'm going to start saving up these TTSs for these fucking hotel rooms.
Save the money.
Heavyweight championship, dog. Anyway, have a good one, bro.
I might have to sell these dogs. All right, have a good day, Leo. Have a good night, guys. Austin, peace. Kelvin, all you guys. Peace out.
Later.
Meow.
How's
Ratty? Seems okay.
Got a lot of info there.
He's still a dog abuser, but he's not, at least he's not on Zans.
Well, every once in a while, you can have a productive conversation with Rat Dick.
Yeah.
And then it's like, hey, that went pretty well. But it lasts like an hour.
Right.
And like, then he forgets everything you just talked about.
He'll put a, you know, I don't know. He's going to find an Aquaman doll and then name it Leo and put it up his ass by the end of the day. So
he'll be like, well, I mean, the diggers told me to.
So. Yeah, exactly. He can't drink or do drugs because it'll like mess him up.
No, yeah, he's definitely there. Like, he's definitely there. Just all that.
Yeah, today he was there for sure.
He said he's going to sell the dog, so we'll see. I don't know.
Kelvin, you are a good person, but you have to realize sometimes there's some bad apples out there. And I don't think he's going to do anything about the dogs.
We'll just have to heist the dogs.
A fan was on that. One of the guys from Santa Barbara was talking about. He has a pug himself. And he said he would just go and meet up with RPP and take them all and take them to a non-kill shelter and or the pug queen.
And then fuck couldn't. RPP.
And then RPP like is down. Yeah, and then she like at the last minute, like she tells Ratic, and then Ratic shuts the operation down.
Like someone just needs to steal them against both of their wishes. Like all we just figured the Motel 8 and Corona. Like,
yeah.
You just pull up. Ratic's not going to call the cops on you. There's literally no chance he's going to call the cops on you.
If you do, you're going to come up on $600. So whoever wants to do it, do it.
You're thinking about a military extraction mission?
It's Taken, bro. We need Liam Neeson. We literally need Liam Neeson to go in there and just freaking get the dogs back. It's funny, man. I used to, when we had a weapons expert come and teach us stuff at Waterworld, and he was one of the homies of the stunt guys, and he had met him on the Taken set, and he was a real, like, life, like, he worked for the CIA, but in Britain. What are they called? The
MI6? The real one, not the James
Bond. The real one,
one.
Not the James Bond one. He worked for them, and he told us a story. He said that one of his missions was to go into Afghanistan, extract a family, and they didn't give him a gun or anything. They said he had to find a gun in there. So he went in there, bought a gun, and then used it to extract a family. And he told us he didn't want to tell us he shot anybody or anything, but he told us the technique that they use, that they teach, is 3 bullets to the head and 3 bullets to your like heart region, to your chest. That's like the like in John Wick kind of like they make sure that you're dead.
Yeah,
it's like and then move on to the next. But
so, this is in Waterworld.
Yeah, we had a guy.
Did you really
in.
Get fired for getting too many blowjobs in the parking lot?
It was I had to resign because basically when You Need My Big Dick came out and there was some bad headlines, they did an internal investigation and it was just a bunch of girls who were like, yeah, I mean, he DM'd me and then like we talked a little bit and then he like stopped talking to me and then he's just creepy. And then I'd be like, oh, this is when she said that she blew me and it was really fun in the Jurassic parking lot. So it was a lot of that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm a shady motherfucker. I was just going for too many girls there, dude. I was treating it like a junior college, dog.
What is it? That black guy that took over your role was banging all these chicks now?
Yeah, dude. Now he's banging all the girls, dog. It's bullshit. Freaking bastard. Yeah, that was a good video, dude. You know, thank you for watching Emerson, dude. Fuck Emerson. Just kidding. I love that guy. He's a great guy, dude. He's
The widest name for the blackest looking
the
guy.
The widest name for the blackest.
If you were in Leo's position, would you have done all that?
If he was in Leo's position,
no. If you were in Leo's position, if you were working at Waterworld doing all that,
bro, I would have probably been worse. I probably would have been like, you need my, you didn't even know what
you
I would have said,
eat
bro.
That ass,
yeah,
girl.
I would have been like, you need to eat that.
Yeah, no, I was, you know, I don't shit where you eat, dude. I would like hook up, like I would literally leave Waterworld and like I would hit on the security guard. I would hit on the
female
girl,
security guard.
The girl, yeah, the female security guard, the girl that was at the freaking checking people in. I would hit on one of the dancers in the park, and then of the three, one of them would blow me, and then like I would, you know, my problem was like talking about it a lot. You never like talk about your conquests. And then have other people talk, and then they slut shame girls, and then that's when they start to really hate you.
Real men don't kiss and tell, Leo.
Real men don't kiss and tell. Yeah, you kind of did on the podcast, but that's okay, dude.
Yeah,
you know.
You know what? Yeah, that's all right.
It's all right.
She's a big fan, so I think she'll be like, "Oh, hey, la 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 la."
I'm sure she's gonna love the fact that you know you told everybody that she ate your ass.
And, yeah. Also, uncircumcised penises, mm-hmm. bro.
Are you uncircumcised?
Are you?
Team uncircumcised.
Oh, we are right.
Come on, man. You are.
It's so much better.
You guys don't even know. Like, you guys don't even know. It feels so much better.
Much better. I get to fuck my own penis skin.
No, that's not what it is. That is not what it is.
You pull it back. You pull it back.
It looks the same. The first time I got discrimination for it was in when I was 14 and like I got pants and everybody's like, oh my God, you're uncircumcised. And they would call me the anteater.
They try to shame you.
It's like on your backstroke, right? Your penis is like enveloping itself. It goes in.
That's if you're a small problem.
If you had a ratty type dick, Ratty's uncircumcised dick would be ugly because his would like really go back into his body because it almost goes back into his body by itself.
And double it and like overlaps it.
I would get a little discrimination, but it's never bothered me. You know, you can't let people, those things bother you because, you know, at the end of the day, you got to know, no girl's ever had much of a complaint. I even had sex with a Hasidic Jewish girl and, she was like, your penis isn't kosher. And I was all, but she still let it. She still put it in her mouth and put it in her pussy. I didn't get it in her ass. She was really young at the time.
Exactly.
I was young myself at the time. I hadn't even done anal. I didn't even do anal until I was like the
your
upper
penis
20s.
Like resembles like the serpent.
Okay,
from the Bible and Adam and Eve. You know what I'm saying?
It is a serpent.
The snake could be. It is sort of a phallic symbol. I agree with that. But it is really a woman. I mean, the Bible kind of. It was a chick that messed everything up.
Your serpent literally talked that woman.
Into. So we wouldn't like
tempted her.
Technically, if she hadn't eaten the apple, I mean, we could have all just been like nudist colony, just love, and
I guess
everybody would have been naked, and it would have been dope, huh?
It's all women's fault at the end of the day.
God
just
damn
like
it.
Everything else.
And on that note, guys, this has been the Leo and Danny show. Hopefully we provided an entertaining podcast. Danny's gone this week, but we'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming next week. And hey, check out the Patreon below. We'll we've been getting a lot of like good stuff with the Patreon going. You know, we had some inner beef that we squashed last week. You know, we call some interesting characters today. We're gonna have a guy who wants to be the channel driver on, and I'm gonna roast that motherfucker. He should be coming in soon, right? Austin?
Really? Yeah, he can't come.
Damn it, dude. Well, it's okay. Then we'll have somebody else on.
Yeah.
Either way, thank you for your loyalty. If you steal the Patreon, you're a pussy. And we love you all. And Kelvin, you want to plug your new stuff? Or
yeah, my new Instagram. Well, the Instagram is going to be ISOKelv. ISOKelv. That's pretty much it.
Follow Kelv, dude. He's a good man, dude. He's got some good stories. And my man's here, Mousecock Miguel 2.0, mini Mousecock Miguel, dude.
You can find me on IG on J_mindtricks.
And if you need a guy to swipe a D-pic somewhere deep in a comedy club, somewhere deep in the valley, he'll do it.
Covert.
Pillow pants, baby.
Peace.